beggars belief. When we set up the bank and insurance focus group back in 2023, we were working very hard with the pillar banks to try and acknowledge that the customers are going through incredible hardship dealing with the scheme. And with them and their parent body, their representative body, the Banking Payments Federation of Ireland, our banks that hold our mortgages and hold our banking accounts got together and put a proposal to the government, which was put on the government, the Department of Housing's table in September of 2023, which essentially guaranteed anybody that was entering the scheme 15% of the scheme awarded amount upfront with zero cost to the homeowner. And unbelievably, the government looked at that for the guts of 9 months and then rejected it, saying that we were changing the scheme to make sure that people can access the money early. And now we're faced with a situation where homeowners, having gotten all the receipts out, the money that they're out, having spent it, are now waiting 12 weeks, having put in their claim for a refund from the council. It is unbelievable that we're in this situation now, when they said there was clearly no need for it.
What do you see should be the next step from government?
Well, look, I think that it's kind of embarrassing. It's an embarrassing situation for the government when the banks have said that they would step in and create a capital, working capital fund for homeowners to work with the scheme, and the government saying that it's not necessary, and yet it's clearly necessary when the government can't keep up with the drawdowns. So there are two things here. Turn around now and accept the BPFI and the bank's offer of the slush fund or the working capital fund. It's not as if this money's coming from nowhere that's not guaranteed. The banks know that. Or set up the scheme in such a way that it pays out in a timely fashion, and also that it pays out in advance, so that, say, for example, if there's a timber frame construction and they need 50% up front, that invoice will carry some weight and be processable by the grant authority. Windows, for example, that all needs to be paid for up front. So by doing that, having that 12 weeks behind is clearly impossible. And by doing that, they would enable people to access what is a deeply flawed scheme, but at least they'd allow more people to access it.